That was Men at Work with Who Can It Be Now. Apologies for the little technical difficulty there with getting Rick Astley to go through the whole song, but it happens and we're all better for it. So, Melinda, how's your Saturday night going?
Good.
You want to elaborate on that for us, or?
No.
You're making for great radio here, Melinda. So let's just, we'll play some more songs. What'd be the most talkative show? Evidently, Melinda, looking at
Sorry.
You. You can talk whenever you want.
Okay.
All right.
I will.
This is just going to be an hour where I play some weird music that I like and that I hope everyone else likes. So right now we're going to take it into some chap hop, which is a genre of hip-hop rap, which is kind of a satirical, takes it to satirical bend and uses upper-class British accents and paints it in the school, in the halls of Eton and places like that. So this is going to be off of his album, off of the Tweed album by Mr. B the Gentleman Rhymer. This is Curtsy For Me.
Ladies, the eternal mystery. Through my history, they've acted rather sisterly, or they would tend to want a mother master bee. They were never after me, and I never dastardly, so I never got respect from the hoes. Too few yeses and too many noes. I suppose if one's a gentleman as part of one's job, one can't make a lady have a go on one's. Robert Mitchum was a lad and a bit of a cat, but my attempts at that sort of thing were really rather bad. I'm glad, though, I am, to be a gentleman, holding open doors and helping your gran across the road but never toading. It fills me with foreboding, like posing in Draylon on Pensioner Bling. So I'm not a chap to take liberties, but when once they would have scorned little B, now they curtsy for me, curtsy for me. Well, once upon a time they would have rather ignored me. Back in the day they were all nitpickers, now they're up and down like a stripper's knickers. Pop that front leg out and drop into a little bow. That's how the ladies greet me now. From Saltburn to Guildford they bend their knees in the most ladylike way. In Southend-on-Sea they terrorize me, but they're pretty noggin, and while you're down there, pop the front leg out and then drop into a little bow. That's how the ladies greet me now. In Henley they bend knees, in Forest Gate they prostrate, in Guildford they make me feel good, in like a stripper's knickers. Pop the front peg out and then drop into a little bow. That's how all the ladies greet me now.
Two, three, and ha! Alright. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. See your pretty face soon as you came in the door. I just wanted you, got a sight for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing the low. She my track queen by the way she says hello. Counting up, watch how far the bands go. We just set a goal, talking matching Lambos. Got 50, 60 grand, 500 grand though. Man, I swear I love her, how she moving so slow. Gotta hit the club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hating, we just call them fans though. We get that money and we never letting go. I'm getting high with my baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby. And I can ride with my baby. I'll be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby. And I can ride with my baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby. And I can ride with my baby. I'll be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby. But don't you see, I got a trap queen. I'm going out with my trap queen. And all we know is bands. I might snatch a Ferrari and buy my boo a lamb. Might just pick up a necklace, drop a couple on a ring. She ain't wanting for nothing, cause I got her everything. Hell, hell, with that dinero can't go. Hell, hell, can't up all them bands though. How far your bands go? Fetty Whip, I'm living 50,000K. You checking out my pockets, oh no. I'm getting high with my baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby. And I can ride with my baby. I'll be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby. And I can ride with my baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby. And I can ride with my baby. I'll be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby.
And that was Trap Queen Acoustic by Tyler Ward. So that's the hip-hop portion of our show there. Mr. B, the Gentleman Rhymer with Curtsy For Me first, followed up, as I said, by Tyler Ward. You like that, Melinda?
Yes, very good.
Very eloquent of you. We're going to keep going with some music. Next up, I believe, let's check, is going to be Waterloo Sunset by the Kicks. By the Kinks, excuse me. Some Ray Davies. Enjoy.
Keep rolling, flowing into the night. People
start to listen, said I am in paradise. better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End.
And that concludes our London music block there. That was first Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks, about Danny and Julie living a fun life in Waterloo. Then followed by Up the Junction by Squeeze, which is the story of a guy who met a girl from Clapham, fell in love, threw it all away when he became an alcoholic. And that was West End Girls by The Pet Shop Boys, which is just about girls in the West End. And we're joined by another friend. Cecilia, you want to say hi to everyone?
Greetings. Oh, my God.
This is Cecilia's first time up here at WMFO. It's Melinda's, too, which explains the reticence that we've experienced so far.
Thanks. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
Cecilia just had her focus interview.
I did just have my focus interview. It might have gone well.
You never know with these things.
Super don't.
Melinda, when's yours?
I didn't apply.
You didn't apply in the end? I thought you were.
No. I didn't.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. It was upstairs at the campus center, right?
It was upstairs in the campus center.
What's that like? I've never been upstairs.
It's the best part. It's like
is
Tish,
it really?
But less sad.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They have
a
study room.
It's where it's at. Campus center.
Step up from
floor.
Club Tish, as Chris likes to call it.
Indeed. Yeah. New York's hottest club is actually second floor campus center.
Yeah, and it's also in Boston.
The more you know.
So we're going to play some more music here. This is going to be off of Fountains of Wayne's album, Welcome Interstate Managers, made famous by track number 4, Stacy's Mom. This is a different track from that album. This is Hey Julie. Enjoy.
One, two, three.
a clip-on tie and a rub-on tan. He's got me running around the office like a dog around a track. But when I get back home, you're always there to rub my back. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me. Trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it. And I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. Nothing at all. Sometimes I catch myself staring into space, counting down the hours till I get to see your face. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me. Trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it. And I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. How did it come to be that you and I must be far away from each other every day? Why must I spend my time filling up my mind with facts and figures that never add up anyway? They never add up anyway. Stained tie. He's got me running around the office like a gerbil on a wheel. He can tell me what to do, but he can't tell me what to feel. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me. Trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it. And I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. Shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. Alone in a time of need.
That was The Distance by Cake off of their album Fashion Nugget. And did you guys know that Burger King has hot dogs now?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently I just saw on Facebook they have this new thing called the Grilled Dog.
Grilled dog. That has some troubling implications.
Yeah. That's the Burger King way, of course. Mm. It's grilled, which is specified, as opposed to, I assume, deep fried. Because some people deep fry their hot dogs and are heathens.
Yeah. Unacceptable.
Opinions on hot dogs?
Opinions on hot dogs. Underrated, but appropriate for certain settings.
That's very true. As in Gray's Papaya, 72nd and Broadway in New York City. Yeah. That is a very appropriate position.
That's true. Or a Dodgers game.
Melinda, I'm guessing you're not that much of a hot dog person.
I don't think I've eaten one in 10 years, so I can't have an opinion.
Then I guess you aren't really a hot dog person. I feel like really
that is an opinion.
Yeah.
That's true. That is an opinion.
It's like you haven't. When's the last time you went to McDonald's / Burger King?
I've never been to Burger King. McDonald's, okay. I was 9.
Yeah. So I remember having Burger King nuggets like 5-6 years ago because there was nothing else and I just felt sad.
Yeah, the McNuggets.
But then I accepted that. Mm. And now Taco Bell is the only thing that makes me sad eating.
No one should be condemned to eat Taco Bell.
When I took the trip to get the Taco 12 pack with my friends, it was a dark day in my life, I can tell you that much.
Mm-hmm. Condolences.
Yeah.
And after this sad lull, let's take it forward a bit. Cecilia, what do we have next?
What do we have next? We have Right Where You Want Me by Jesse McCartney.
Yes, we do. Enjoy.
You got me. Oh, no. At lunchtime, I heard a funny noise. Went out to the backyard to find out if we was one of those ratty boys. Stood there with my neighbor called Peter in a flat skirt passer. He told me he built a time machine. The future in the flux thing, and I saw everything. Boy bands, and another one, and another one, and another one. And girls there with brown hair, like Star Wars, and float up on the floor. We drove.
That was the Jonas Brothers with Year 3000, throwback to our childhood there. And Cecilia, I think you have something else special for us beside this song, right?
Fun shameless plug from a VSA of the Tufts University Art Gallery. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions are related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aedekman Art Center on 40 Talbot Ave on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. We have some really rad stuff.
Yeah, that's so artsy, Cecilia.
I do what I can.
Nice job.
Thanks.
So I have a question for both of you.
Sure.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Oh, on 9?
I think it's nicht.
Nicked. Oh no. Okay.
Well, I would hope that the answer would have been ja, because I'm gonna throw at you some German music now.
Let's go.
Up first is Der Kommissar by Austrian Wunderkind Falco. Enjoy.
Sie ist face. Sie sagt, babe, you know, I miss my funky friends, mein Jack und Joe und Jill. Mein Funk-Verständnis, ja, das reicht zur Not, ich überreiß, was sie jetzt will. Ich überleg bei mir, ihr Nasen spricht dafür, wäre das nicht noch Rauch? Die Special Places sind ihr wohl bekannt, ich mein, sie fährt ja U-Bahn auch. Dort singen's
Kabine dumm, oh, oh. Schau, schau, der Kommissar geht um. Hey, what about some spit man, huh? Did you ever rap that thing, Jack? Is your rap that's to the beat? Wir treffen Jill und Joe und dessen Bruder Hip und auch den Rest der coolen Gang. Sie rappen hin, sie rappen her, dazwischen kratzen's ab die Wand. Dieser Fall ist klar, lieber Herr Kommissar, auch wenn Sie anderer Meinung sind. Schnee, auf dem wir alle talwärts fahren, kennt heute jedes Kind jetzt das Kinderlied.
Radine dumm,
oh, oh, oh. Schau, schau, der Kommissar geht um, oh, oh, oh. Er hat die Kraft und wir sind gerne und dumm. Und dieser Frust macht uns stumm.
Radine dumm,
oh, oh, oh. Schau, schau, der Kommissar geht.
La 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 la.
Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr und auch keine Düsenflieger. Heute zieh ich meine Runden, seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen, hab einen Luftballon gefunden, denk an dich und lass ihn.
That was 99 Luftballons by Nina, preceded by Falco and Der Kommissar. So, Cecilia, you were saying during the break while we were playing the music that you have a story about Paula Deen.
I do have a fun Paula Deen story. So one day, my mother and I were exiting a grocery store chain in Southern California, and a large black Cadillac rolled up, and the window rolled down, and out came an arm, and a person followed it, and it was Paula Deen, and she said, "Hey, y'all," and drove away.
And then so, showered you with butter, like you're exactly, a member of 1-2-3.
Yeah, it's like a christening, but with butter. So yeah, that was my Paula Deen
experience. I was expecting there to be no arm attached. No body attached to the arm.
It's just Paula Deen's
arm. And the arm exited the car, and it was followed by nothing, actually. It was just the arm that kind of went out the seat.
Yeah.
It's a fun story.
Thank you.
Is that the biggest brush with fame you've had? Well, outside of your obvious ones that we won't get into.
Right. So, yeah, sure. For all intents and purposes,
okay.
Yeah.
Melinda, you have any interesting stories about Paula Deen?
She has a really good chicken pot pie recipe.
Oh.
Thank you, Melinda. Next up, we're going to go with some kind of like very new wavy stuff. This is Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads.
Hi, I got a tape I want to play. Can't relax, can't sleep, bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Fucking fire, fucking fire, fire, better. Run, 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 run. You're not saying anything. When I have nothing to say, my lips are sealed. Say something once, why say it again? Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est?
Run away. Oh, oh, oh.
That was I Can't Get No Satisfaction, a cover of the Rolling Stones song by the famous band made famous for Whip It, that great single. What did you guys think of that cover?
I thought it was fun and unexpected, a little offbeat, but super great.
What do you know of Devo, Cecilia?
With it, like you said, that is the extent of my Devo knowledge, yeah. My friend had a Devo lunchbox in the sixth grade, which I never understood.
Why did he get a Devo lunchbox?
Hippy dippy progressive school.
That'll do it. Melinda, you?
Agreed.
Thank you, Melinda. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That'll do it for us. We're going to play two more songs and take you out into the 9 o'clock hour. Again, I'm subbing for the Dweezil Show, I believe. DJ Phil, he'll be back next week, I would assume. I've been Charlie here with Cecilia and Melinda, and thank you for listening. This is Hip Hop Was to Blame After All, again by Mr. B the Gentleman Rhymer, followed up by Ignition Remix by R. Kelly.
My favorite song.
Have a good night.
Born on the wrong side of the tracks in one of New York's less salubrious shacks, playing outside with a charm or two. Up on Sedgwick Avenue, made up a game, a duel of sorts. Beats and rhymes and then retorts, word spread in months so fast that it seemed that everyone was at it. It rather took off and so it went. We all knew one of the five elements. Then a shiny suit thought, wait a minute, there just might be something in it. Packed it, sold it, let it rot, blamed it for society's lot. Now it's all hard to defend, the whole thing's gone quite round the bend. So hip-hop was to blame after all. Yes, it appears everything's entirely hip-hop's fault. Decided to homogenize itself and base itself in violence and wealth. Hip hop decided to pick out its lowest traits and sell them to the public over everything that's great. Hip hop decided that misogyny and greed would be the sort of thing that America would need. Hip hop worshipped the cult of me. Hip hop chose to ignore Chuck D. Hip hop's a $40 billion industry, so now all the ghettos live in prosperity. Traded power for visibility. Let hip hop become a new colony. These are the choices that hip hop made. All by itself, nobody tried to dissuade it. Hip-hop decided to put money first, yet Kool Herc can't afford a nurse. So hip-hop was to blame after all. I thought I'd say it, as no one else has the gall. Yes, it's all hip-hop's fault, you see, and not the three companies who decide what you hear and see. Born on the wrong side of the track.
Now, usually I don't do this, but go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix. Now, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus cool. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. So, baby, give me that, and let me give you that. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they saying I'm ready? It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama ruling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Bounce, 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 bounce. Now it's like murder, she rolled. Once I get you out them clothes, privacy's on the door, but still they can hear you screaming more. Girl, I'm feeling what you're feeling. No more hoping and wishing. I'm about to take my key and stick it in the ignition. So give me that, let me give you that. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they saying I'm ready? It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama ruling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Crystal popping in the stretch navigator. We got food everywhere, as if the party was catered. We got fellas to my left, honeys on my right. We bring them both together, we got juking all night. Then after the show, it's the
after party.
Yeah. And after the party, it's the
hotel lobby.
Yeah. Around about
can I get a
beep, beep. Running her hands through my fro,
yeah.
Bouncing on 24.
Come on, why they saying I'm ready?
It's the remix to Ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like